Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Utah Jazz. Looking at this game, both teams with similar records, Minnesota 12-12, Utah just a few games ahead at 15-12. After that hot start, the Jazz have been sort of a league average or even below team. Over their last 10, the Jazz, for example, are 4-6, but did win their last game. Minnesota, meanwhile, over that span of 6-4, also won their last contest. Let's take a look at the numbers. Minnesota, 115 per game. That's ninth best in the NBA. 117.9 per contest by Utah. That's third. Team defense. Minnesota allowing 116.2 per contest. Utah almost the same at 115.8. Negligible difference there. Turnovers. Minnesota turns it over a lot. 16.6. Utah turns it over a lot, too, at 16, so again, pretty close. Shooting numbers, 48.3 from the field for the Timberwolves, 47.9 for the Jazz, again, very close. Three-point shooting is maybe where Utah has an advantage at 37.5% versus just 32.6% for Minnesota. Free throw numbers, again, pretty close. Minnesota, slight edge at 79.2 versus 78 for Utah. And finally, bench scoring, again, maybe an advantage here for the Jazz, 41.3 versus 33.7 for Minnesota. Utah won the first matchup of the season series between these two clubs, 132-126. Neither team played on Thursday. Karl-Anthony Towns, of course, remains out for Minnesota. Utah, meanwhile, has Colin Sexton, Lauri Markkanen, and Mike Conley all listed as questionable. As far as a pick in this game, I think the Jazz have the advantage. They're a little healthier, depending on those three, of course. But Towns is a big loss. I think it's going to be tough for Minnesota over the next couple of weeks. They've played well so far without him, but I think they're going to be in for a challenge tonight. And I think the three-point shooting and bench scoring is enough to give the Jazz an edge in this one. I think it's close. I think these teams are similar. But I think Utah, with the home court advantage, is going to come out on top. So that is your on-court look of Timberwolves and Jazz. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we are stacking the NBA. This is our betting preview of the Minnesota Timberwolves at Utah Jazz. The Jazz, a two-point home favorite as we speak. 2.5 early this morning, bet a little bit towards Minnesota. A total of 235.5. See some 236s out there, 236.5, but number appears to be coming down just a little bit. Teams ATS on the year, Timberwolves 9-15 overall, 4-6 on the road, 4-6 in their last 10. Jazz 15-12 overall, 7-6 at home, 5-5 in their last 10 games. The Wolves 10 overs, 14 unders. Jazz 15 overs and 12 unders. Both teams playing on a day's rest here. Utah won the last meeting between these two teams, only won this season, 132-126 in overtime in late October. The Wolves had a 4-0-1 ATS run in the last five in Utah, and the over has hit five straight meetings between these two teams. Teams trends, the Wolves little over trend here, four straight versus teams with winning records. However, they have gone under 4 of 5 on a day's rest. And ATS, the Wolves are just 1 in 5 ATS following an ATS win in their last six. Over 5-1-1 on a day's rest for the Jazz, and the over 6-1 following a straight up win. No Karl Anthony Towns, remains out until mid January with the calf there. Torian Prince, mid-December return expected from that shoulder. Mike Connolly probable tonight with the leg. Lauri Markkanen coming down with an illness. He is questionable. I like Utah in the short number at home here. The Wolves, they've been an underperforming team. No real uptrends for them. Markkanen injury, maybe a little concern here, but the Jazz home wins over Golden State, Indiana, and the Clippers of late. Just laying 2 against this Minnesota team. Could be a trap, but I'm going to fall into it. I'll like the Jazz minus the 2. I am leaning over here, too, based on the teams. A little higher number than I anticipated coming into this one, 230, hence the lean versus a play, but I really can't justify a spot taking the under in this one. So we'll call it a lean with I do like the play on Utah tonight. More NBA previews as we're stacking the NBA each and every day on the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, stacking the NBA. That's our betting preview of the Wolves and Jazz.